Weyburn. The annual general meeting for the curling club was held at the Weyburn Legion on Tuesday night with a spotlight on how to increase membership. Another season has come and gone, and it was so great to have our normal back this year, said Kristen Jaraki, president of the Weyburn Curling Club. We have a long-standing history in this community, and it will take an increase in membership to help keep our club vibrant. To help membership numbers grow next year, we need your help to bring friends and old teammates back to the rink. We have tried some new things, which have both succeeded and failed, but our board will continue to try to innovate in the hopes of increasing our memberships and revenues, added Jaraki. It is the input from members and our dedicated board that will help our club to thrive into the future. It was also encouraged that any residents who are willing to add their name to a volunteer list, or want to join the curling club board, should contact either Kristen Jaraki or Jim Nicolation, curling club manager. Nicolation noted in his manager's report that 134 adult members registered with the club and several of these members joined multiple leagues. The one area of concern was the PST charges that came into effect on entertainment and recreation industries last year. We had some struggles with our website not properly calculating membership fees due to the additional PST now required to be charged, but for the upcoming season this will be fixed. We will also have functionality to pay online with registration, said Nicolation. The lease between the Weyburn Curling Rink and the Weyburn Agricultural Society was extended for another three-year term, with rent remaining at $10,000 for 2 years and then increasing by $500 for 2026. The club will welcome back Glenn Albertson as ice technician and Peggy Grams as the lounge manager. Leanne Creighton, the junior curling coordinator, reported that there were approximately 50 curlers who attended the Learn to Curl 6-week sessions. There were two sessions, one held from November to December 2022, and the second from January to February 2023. We were very fortunate to have the volunteer coaches of Danette Tracy, Leanne Creighton, Owen Klein, Brittany Skerdel, Ashley Becker and Amy and Laura Woodard. Fallon Bell also helped out, due to a Sask Lotto grant which was used to cover her compensation. The grant was also used to upgrade our loaner equipment, added Creighton. The Weyburn Curling Club also continued with the second year of the Junior Doubles and Triples League, which was offered in 2 6-week sessions. We received a Curl Canada grant over the 2 years and received $2,500 for each year. The Weyburn Oilfield Technical Society, OTS, paid half of the fees for this league, making it very affordable. There were 17 participants in the first session and 13 in the second session. At the end of the year, participants requested that the Junior Curling League return to a regular four-man format. Board members Paige Tenbolt and Leanne Creighton also attended the Future of Curling Symposium that was held in Regina. It provided some valuable insights to helping enhance the Weyburn Curling Club's governance, financial stability, inclusivity and marketing efforts. In regards to building community, we should consider societal shifts and adapt to smaller commitments for volunteering. Personalized invitations would help engage members and align activities with personal values to create a more enjoyable curling experience, explained Tenbolt. The symposium also highlighted top trends in curling, such as making the sport more digestible with casual and flexible gameplay options. Multiple registration dates, age and gender-neutral leagues and skill-appropriate divisions can help contribute to a stronger curling club. Additionally, the club should promote curling as a lifelong sport, emphasizing social connections, health benefits, intergenerational involvement and inclusivity, said Tenbolt. The Weyburn Curling Club will strengthen its curling community through a customer-focused approach, including developing a clear vision, mission and values, and effectively marketing the club through various avenues. The Curling Club will continue to pursue grants, fundraising, capital campaigns and volunteer engagement. We have membership challenges to overcome as a local club, but I am positive our current members and board members have the determination to make the Weyburn Curling Club a thriving community for everyone, added Jaraki. Residents can look forward to full season of curling returning in October.